Triple Team Traffic, we continue our emergency coverage. Back to Ricky Meese.
Traffic only getting by on the right lane of traffic southbound I-15 with this accident involving multiple vehicles. It's prior to Riverdale Road at the I-84 split, but you've got delays stacking well back into the Ogden area. Not quite, but back to about 24th Street. It's also causing some northbound onlooker slowing, and that's stacked back to Roy. Now, for those in the downtown area, again, a reminder, avoid 4th South at State Street. Eastbound traffic completely closed in the area due to this train tracks injury accident. Dave Meekum?
If you're southbound on I-15 coming out of downtown, expect to hit the delays on I-15 pretty close to 9th South. That's where you'll begin to slow, and then you get quite heavy down through the South Interchange and down into Sandy, where it'll ease up. And then we've got northbound delays as well on I-15 on the south end of the Salt Lake Valley. Looks like about the Mangiter Highway up to 7200 South. Delays for you southbound coming down off the point, getting into Utah County from approaching SR-92 down past 2100 North. Mark?
It's pretty close to 30 minutes, I'm afraid. South Salt Lake up to Farmington, northbound I-15, worst of the delays with a crash at 2100 North on the northbound side of I-15. Davis delays, Parrish Lane all the way up to Layton Hills Mall, fairly solid. 29th Annual Grand Targhee Bluegrass Festival coming to Alta, Wyoming, August 7th through 9th with the infamous String Dusters, Sam Bush Band, Trampled by Turtles, and more. Visit grandtarghee.com for tickets. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.